Continuing concerns about migration, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas faced tough questions from lawmakers today over the CDC's plan to lift a Trump-era health policy that restricted asylum seekers from entering the country.
Secretary Mayorkas says he expects border issues.
With the Title 42 public health order set to be lifted, we expect migration levels to increase.
But he also faced a barrage of GOP criticism, leading the committee's ranking member, Ohio's Jim Jordan, to say of Mayorkas and President Biden,
they want illegal migrants to come, stay, and never go home.
Florida Republican Matt Gaetz was more direct.
You issued the September 30th guidance that says, well, you know, if you haven't committed a crime and you just came to our country illegally, we're not going to remove you. Isn't that your position?
No, it isn't, Congressman.
As Republicans focused on the border, Democrats hope to hear more on issues such as combating radicalization and white supremacy here at home.
Fox's Gernal Scott. For the first time since the start of the pandemic, the nation's economy shrank last quarter.
By 1.4%.
What you're seeing is enormous growth in the country that was affected by everything from COVID and the COVID blockages that we occurred along the way.
Asked about the economic report, President Biden conceded he's always concerned about a recession, but
if our Republican friends are really interested in doing something about dealing with the economic growth, and they should help us continue to lower the deficit.
The president has proposed raising taxes on corporations and the wealthy. Republicans point to new spending is driving inflation.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Stocks bouncing back today following strong earnings reports by tech companies. The Dow up 614, the S&P gaining 103, and the NASDAQ up 382. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
President Biden today says some Americans with student loans could be seeing a financial break.
I am considering dealing with some debt reduction. I am not considering $50,000 debt reduction, but I'm in the process of taking a hard look at whether or not there will be additional debt forgiveness.
The step would help the president fulfill a campaign promise and provide relief to borrowers who took out thousands of dollars in loans to finance their higher education. Moderna is asking U.S. regulators to open up its COVID-19 vaccine to the nation's youngest children. Kids under 5 are the only group in the U.S. not yet eligible for the vaccine. Moderna submitted data to the FDA earlier today. The company hopes the FDA will rule in time for tots to start getting vaccinated by summertime. A single ticket matched all the numbers in last night's big Powerball drawing.
If you bought a Powerball ticket in Arizona for Wednesday night's drawing, you could now be worth $473.1 million. A single ticket matched the winning numbers for that grand prize, or a lump sum cash option of more than $283 million. This jackpot failed to even break the Powerball's top 10, but you have to agree, all those millions could make a great deal of dreams come true. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
The U.S. Army has offered an Italian woman a birthday cake to replace the one that American soldiers ate as they entered her hometown during one of the final battles of World War II. Marie Mion turned 90 tomorrow and was presented with a cake during a ceremony in a town northwest of Venice. It marked the anniversary of the day that U.S. soldiers entered the city in 1945. Her mother baked her a birthday cake and left it on the windowsill to cool, but it disappeared. The U.S. Army says it was apparently taken by hungry American soldiers. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.